punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. This is Jimmy Clark on Today in Ag on KCO 96.5. And I set all that up backwards on purpose to see if I could do it. Anyway, hey, it looks like we got a pretty good chance of rain today. Hopefully it's widespread and we get some. Currently it is 56 degrees. The humidity is 99%. So far we've got 0.01 inch here in Elk City. The winds are out of the east at 6 miles an hour, and wind gusts are 9 miles an hour. I looked on radar a while ago, and out there in the Texas Panhandle, you can see where that dry line's going to be forming. And for us to get a good rain in western Oklahoma, especially in southwestern Oklahoma, that's where we need it to be. So, anyway, some of it's going to be severe, so be weather alert today. Never know. When you start seeing storm chasers out here, you know it's going to get serious. So anyway, well, we got a lot going on in the show today, so let's just get on with it and let's check out some grain reports and some live cattle, everything. Everything's up, including oil. Oh my gosh, it's back up around $107. You guys checked out the price of diesel the last few days? Not good. Anyway, cattle, live cattle are kind of a little bit down but steady. June is 134.82. August is 136.87. October is 144.52. December is 150.82. Feeder cattle, May 162.32. August 176.15. Lean hogs are actually up today for a change. May is 102.40. June 104.70, and July is 106.25, and cotton is still at the 150 mark even, and it's even down a little bit. So let's see what the cash grain prices in Oklahoma was as of an hour ago. Let's check it out. Hard red winter wheat, $10.58 a bushel. That's up 30. Corn's 8.24. Milo is at 7.82. And soybeans are at 1572, almost said 157. Glad I didn't cause any heart attacks. Yeah, $15.72 a bushel. All right, let's see what's going on in the world right now because of the grains and all that. Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading as investors focused on dry weather in the United States Southern Plains. Little or no rain has fallen in a large chunk of land, including parts of western Kansas, the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, and western Oklahoma, according to the National Weather Service, in the last 30 days. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, hey, let's check it out since about last September. About 68% of Kansas, the biggest U.S. producer of winter wheat, was suffering from drought conditions as of last week, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. That's up from 67% a week earlier and 50% of the start of the year. In Oklahoma, the second biggest grower of the grain, 65% is seeing drought conditions. That's actually improved from 73% and saw a drought and saw what they saw in the drought a week earlier. Winter wheat was rated 27% good or excellent as of Sunday, according to the USDA. About 23% of the crop was headed as of Sunday, and as for 11, that's up 11% 7 days earlier, and still behind the 29% for this time of the year. Corn and soybean futures also were higher in overnight trading as planting is well behind the normal pace for this time of the year. Only 14% of the U.S. corn crop was planted at the start of the year week, well behind the prior five-year average of 33%, according to the USDA. And 8% of the soybeans were in the ground as of Sunday. That's behind the normal 13%. Spring wheat planting also was behind from 19% in the ground, down from 28% at this point in the season last year. Wheat for May delivery jumped 18.5 cents to $10.64 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade overnight, while Kansas City futures rose 18.25 cents to $11.11 a bushel. Corn futures were up 6 cents to $7.99 a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery added 6.5 cents to $16.37 a bushel. Soy meal gained $1.80 to $4.25.70 a short ton, while soybean oil futures rose 0.58 cents to 80.86 cents a pound. Well, ethanol sales growth faces headwinds as overall gasoline consumption is expected to wane in the coming decade through mid-level blends likely will boost use of corn-based biofuel. The report titled Assessing Future Market Opportunities and Challenges for E15 and Higher Ethanol Blends said ethanol's heyday from 2000 to 2010 when use surged almost 700%. Growth slowed to only 8% from 2010 to 2015 and fell to 3% from 2015 to 2019, according to the agency. Capacity has also plateaued, partly because the so-called blend wall, which is defined as the maximum amount of ethanol blended into a fuel that won't damage engines and fuel systems in cars and trucks. This definition of the blend wall, however, is dated and does not account for the fact that modern vehicles, 2001 and newer, can safely use ethanol blends up to E15. Demand concerns will continue as the number of fossil fuel vehicles on the road decline and the growth of E85. It's not all bad news, though. A mid-level blend such as E15 may expand future ethanol markets, according to the government. Transitioning to the ethanol blends between E11 and E25 will be easier and less costly than blends above E25, it said in this report. Questions surrounding and how certain laws will affect expansion of ethanol also will persist. The current structure of renewable fuel standard and growth of solistic fuels doesn't encourage growth of blends higher than 10% ethanol. Expansion of laws allowing E15 to be sold year-round will also determine adoption of E15 pumps at the gas stations. Gas stations are less likely to invest in infrastructure for fuel that can only be sold for a portion of the year, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. Flood warnings have been issued for several counties on both sides of the North Dakota and Minnesota border, according to the National Weather Service. The Red River, not our Red River, their Red River. We have the real Red River down here. Which separates the states was at 37.5 feet near Oslo, Minnesota, well above the flood stage at 26 feet. The river will stay close to this level through Friday before waters will start slowly coming down. Still, the river will remain well above flood stage in the area for some time. Further south, flood watches and a few warnings have been issued for eastern half of Oklahoma, parts Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. In eastern Oklahoma, recent rainfall might result in flooding in some areas. More showers are on the way this morning, and another round of thunderstorms is expected late this afternoon through tonight, with up to 5 inches of rain possible through eastern Oklahoma. Last I checked, we're in the 1 to 3 range. And I hope it maxes out at 3, because we need a pond filler. We don't need the hail. We don't need the tornadoes. But to get a pond filler, we might have to deal with that. And I'm okay with that, as long as nobody gets hurt and no cattle are hurt or killed in the deal. But we need some rain. So, well, today is, if you notice, you're watching me on Facebook, I got the Taylor Ranch hat on. Today is a Taylor Ranch happy hour, happy cap hour today on the show. And Jimmy and Tracy are sponsors of the show every Wednesday on the Today in Ag show. But All cattle are not the same, and that's a true statement. Just like in people, our genetics determine our traits. Some people are tall, some short, some have blonde hair, and so on. It's the same in cattle. Cattle are not the same genetically, especially when it comes to making a great steak. Some cattle just make better steak than others because they have the right genetics. Taylor Ranch has been working on their carcass genetics for over 17 years to develop animals that excel in both flavor and tenderness to give you that mouth-watering, and my mouth is watering right now, best steak in your life eating experience. They develop every animal as if they were going to serve it on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, and whole beef. Third-party verified and all-natural and hormone-free, also available. 405-609-4662 is the number to the Taylor Ranch. 405-609-4662. They're taking orders right now. Well, we'll take a break here and we'll be right back. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Red Angus offers superior marbling. One of the top breeds for marbling, yes.
If a steak has marbling, it means what?
It's going to be tender and it's going to taste good.
That's where the flavor comes. That's right. Where the tenderness comes, right?
Yes. Good steak. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. 56 degrees. Winds are out. There's no wind out there. After the last month, if it was 15 miles an hour, I'd be happy. But 99% humidity, east wind 7 miles an hour, no gusts, and rain on the way. We have, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you here shortly. 70% chance of rain today, 70% chance of rain tonight. We got to get this rain because I was looking at the Long Ranger. And that wet pattern they were showing starting the middle of next week has slowly disappeared. In the studio with me from the Canute, Oklahoma, from the Canute Fire Department. And I think I probably know everybody on that fire department. But anyway, I might even be kin to some of them. But anyway, Tom Horton is in here. And we were just talking. He just come in when we went to break. And before we get to what you got going on this Friday, talk to me a little bit about this year.
Wow. It's how else can you explain it? I mean, we've had more wildfires this year than we had, you know, in the last several years put together.
Well, that's because of COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we had COVID, so we didn't have time for fires.
That's right. COVID shut everything down, right? Sad to say, it shut our fundraising and stuff down and everything, but the fires were still there.
They were.
Thank goodness, not as many big ones as we've had this past year.
Well, it's, I know we're in a drought, but we, U.S. Representative Frank Lucas was on here. And he thinks, you know, I've noticed when I moved back in 08, and there was a big one, that one that come across Canadian Texas,
from
those
Texas.
Big, and, you know, and a couple of those oil field workers lost their life out there on the ranch. But that was the first big fire I can ever remember. I mean, because I was on the Foss Fire Department for a while, and we just, you know, there wasn't no big wildfires. There was big fires, but nothing like the last 20 years. It's just, but he said we're better stewards of the land, and there's a lot more for it to burn.
Yes. And a lot of you farm and stuff, you have cattle and stuff, you know, a lot of the guys sold cattle off and went into CRP, and the grass is out there, the trees and stuff, people have let them grow, you know, to kind of keep some of the soil from...
You're not talking about cedars, are you?
Well, hopefully they're cutting them back. Of course, there's still a lot out there, and that dries the soil out a lot,
Yeah.
It really does. But just the brush undergrowth that we have everywhere, you know, the fires can get so big now because there is so much fuel out there to burn, you know, widespread.
Well, they... So fire departments have stepped way up. This was the 80s when I was on the fire department, and I do have my basic 1 and 2 training, and I do know how to start a fire without one of you guys detecting me. but there's what did they call that class?
Firefighter 1, firefighter 2,
but the other,
and then wildland. Yeah, there's so many, and
yeah,
then there's...
And but you guys have improved your fire department so much in the last couple decades, and especially in the last 10 years, with the, you know, we used to get on top of the back or get on the front bumper, and now you got remote control guns, and you actually got the firefighters back there on the bed instead on the front.
Yeah.
Because you guys ran out of safety ropes, I'm sure.
I came from Texas, and we always had people on the front,
right.
And about a year after I left out there and moved to Oklahoma, the trucks ran together and hurt some firemen out there. And was back in the early 80s, and the safety has kicked in a lot. You know, you put somebody on the front of that truck, and it's there's nothing between them and whatever you run into, you know. And it can be running off of a cliff, running into another truck, into
a
tree.
Even across a ditch is like riding a man basket and bouncing out of off the front of it. I've been there, done that. That's the reason why I know that.
Those were back in the cowboy days.
Yeah, that was
them.
Back when there was no fear, but there's still no fear. But hats off to all you firefighters. You're doing a wonderful job, and I've seen more connection between fire departments this year than I ever have, because, you know, Roger Mills, you know, we had the big fire up north in Beaver County a couple, 2 or 3 years ago by Laverne. Yeah.
We were up there.
Yeah, I know. And you guys were up there, and the Ray fire. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The Ray fire was a big one.
Yeah.
But this year, yes, we've had 2 big ones up in Beaver County. We've had 2 or 3 out in the Panhandle, Texas, one out by Sweetwater and all that. But the Durham fire and the Berlin fire got my attention really. And then the one down at Snyder, the Highway 62.
Burned for several days
down
there.
Several weeks.
Yeah, when it gets into those mountains in the mountains.
Oklahoma Rockies.
Yeah, Oklahoma Rockies.
Yeah.
When it gets, we're not used to fighting fires and stuff like that, you know, because we're flatlanders out here, more or less, you know, and that was bad down, you know, in those hills.
Bad.
It really is.
But I've seen more departments come together. I still have it in my vision, in my head, when Sandy and I left the Taylor Ranch and went up that narrow road going to Berlin up there to fire department. up there, I still have it in my head. I've never seen so many trucks flashing lights. It was wonderful.
Yes.
I mean, that's how that fire got put out. So I don't know what the last count was, but I know there was well over 100 trucks there.
I haven't heard a total amount. I haven't. Over 30 fire departments were there. You know, and at the Durham fire, you know, we had folks from plumb east of Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
You know, that came out here and fought. We had departments from out by Amarillo, Texas, you know, there helping. Of course, they had the fire just across the state line at the same time over on the Mendota. But, you know, it's the last few years, like you said, that old attitude of, hey, we take care of it ourselves, we don't need any help, has gone out of the window. We all help each other, you know, and...
Task force.
Yeah. I mean, that was the best thing that's came into play with us. It really is, because we all work together and have a final output, hopefully for the best, you know, at the end.
But you know what the bottom line of all this is?
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Took the word right out of my mouth. People's donations so far, especially since the Durham fire, has been amazing. And donations to whoever they want to make their fire department. I know, you know, Beckham County, Roger Mills, Ouachita County, Custer County, Greer County, Ellis County, and Dewey County. There's not except for Beckham County, we got Elk City. There's no full-time fire departments out here. Everything's volunteered.
Pretty much.
And it takes money to operate. Not only on the point I've been harping on for the last couple weeks, is most of the volunteer fire departments volunteer firefighters have to take personal leave to go fight a fire, which I'm happy for them, but somebody's going to see what they can do. You know, the two guys from Balco, they got burnt, yes. No workers' comp, and I heard through the grapevine that one of them is, you know, they're regular health insurance is paying for it because he was out there.
I heard the same thing.
Yeah, and so I think some people's chains have been rattled and pulled on, and maybe some stuff are in the works, and hopefully since it's election year, and one of my buddies, U.S. Representative Frank Lucas, does what he says, he does check on that to see if there's something we can do. And
he's done a lot for us in the past. He really has.
And he's got land right up there by the Durham fire. And
yes,
him and Linda both got a lot of land up in there. But the repairs, you know, not only has inflation hit food and cattle market and this, but the inflation has hit buying parts, if you can find them.
Getting the parts is a big deal. You know, a lot of our departments, and we have several of the old military vehicles,
and
getting the parts was hard. Yeah, exactly. But getting the parts has been a real hard issue. You know, we've been fortunate at Canute. We haven't lost a truck that we couldn't fix yet. But there's some departments that have, you know, that they've just had to park the trucks. They can't get the parts. There's some departments out there besides our that, you know, solely donations is all they have. They have no tax base or anything.
Right.
And they can't afford the parts, you know, and they've had to park the trucks. That truck coming to Willow, that was a great deal.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, New Mexico has, a few years back, I want to say they donated a truck to Sayre several years back.
Right.
But, you know, we've had some other equipment and stuff come from New Mexico.
Right.
We've got a lot of our equipment from the East Coast, New Jersey and Virginia, West Virginia. We've been very fortunate.
Yeah, Carter just got one from Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of times, you know, and we, people see the trucks when we get the trucks, but they don't see all the equipment that those guys put on there. I had the chance to make a trip back to New Jersey back about 15 years ago, myself and Monty Brinkley, the first time we made a trip up there, and they sent a load
What a pair to travel with.
No sleep, straight through. It wasn't fun. But we kind of stunk when we got back, too. But the equipment they sent back with us was phenomenal, and every time somebody – we still get equipment sent. Burns Flat's getting some trucks right now swapped out and stuff, and they're sending equipment to us because of the contacts we had with them, you know.
Yeah.
So we just – sold a truck just for what we had to get out of it to the little town of Elmer, an engine down there. I guess they've never had an engine. So now they have an engine in their department. So this stuff rotates around, you know, we pass it on to other departments, you know, around local as well.
Well, we're proud of you guys and proud of what you do, and it helps to be a mechanic or a welder to be a volunteer fireman. And so, because you got to fix your own stuff.
Yes.
You don't go up here and pull it into a dealership and say, this under warranty?
Six months later, it's still sitting on the parking lot.
Yeah, it's still in. Well, you guys, we got a couple minutes left here. You guys at Canute have a fish fry coming up this week. Tell everybody about it.
Coming up Friday is our annual fish fry from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's by donation. There's no set price. If you can't afford anything, that's okay. Come and eat with us. This is a community support. You know,
it's a big event.
Yeah, we've had it over 50 years now, and I've been involved for 33 of them. And you know, it's the community comes together, and all other communities around. You know, a lot of folks from Elk City here. Foss comes over, and they even help us serve and stuff usually because we run shorthanded.
Do you help them do anything in return?
Yes. I mean, they've got a fundraiser coming up, I want to say, later this month. They've got a deal, so we'll make sure and be there.
No, tell whoever's in charge over there, because I ain't been over there in quite a while.
I'll let Jacob know.
Yeah, Jacob. Yeah, that's it. Tell him and... come over. What time you guys start serving?
5 o'clock, from 5 till 8. We do have carry out as well. If you can't stay or whatever, or if you need to send somebody for several trays, you know, come on over.
Come on.
And we'll fix you up.
What's let's see, is it crappie or
catfish mostly? And there may be a little bit of crappie if Jeremy will give us some of it. You know how he is.
He ain't gonna give it up. No, I know that man way too well. He's not good. I asked him for some here a while back, and I still haven't got it.
Yeah, but he's pretty tight with that crappie.
Well, because he knows I got some in the freezer, but there anyway. So it starts at 5 and it's over at 8. There's no cover charge. It's donation. You pull in there, you got $5, and you want to donate it to the Canute Fire Department, give them $5. Doesn't matter. You'll get a meal, whether you have $1, $5, or $500. But we're asking everybody to dig deep as they can and find it in their heart to donate, because there's you guys had a rough year.
Yes.
And it's not over yet.
No, that fuel bill up there at Durham Fire, you know, just at one place was over $18,000.
Yeah, and they got it paid.
But that, you know, what if they hadn't have?
Oh, yeah.
$18,000 is our budget, you know, usually for a year.
Yeah, that was the emergency management's budget for the county that year, and they burned it up in three days.
I burnt some of that fuel, I know.
But with gracious donations from everybody, not just Roger Mills County, from all over. I've been helping sell some of those raffle tickets. Mm-hmm. I sold some in California.
They've
seen it on Facebook, called. Yeah. I've got a lot of people call from the Penny News because we put an ad in there. Blake let me run an ad in there for the Roger Mills, and they were like, hot cakes.
You know, that's a good thing about living here in the good old USA. Doesn't matter where you're from, everybody helps everybody.
Especially from Western Oklahoma.
Western Oklahoma is the heartland. Yep, that's right.
Texas. Well, Tom, thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you, Jimmy, and thanks everybody for supporting the departments. We appreciate it.
All right. That's Tom Horton with the Canute Fire Department. They got a fish fry coming up this Friday from 5 to 8. Donations only. Donations only, I guess that's the deal. There's no cover charge. It's free meal, but try to find it in your heart to throw a little bit of cash in there, and they'll deeply appreciate it. And I promise you, those guys in that fire department, any fire department we've got around here, will use it. We'll be right back after this. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 29th. 1,373 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 214 brought 450. 11 at 410 brought 216. 7 at 444 brought 197. 6 at 533 brought 186. 4 at 688 brought 149.50. 5 head of heifers at 312 brought 166. 9 at 446 brought 158.50. 4 at 503 brought 162. 5 at 653 brought 152.50. 12 at 689 brought 144. Butcher cows were 69 to 114.50. Butcher bulls brought 71 to 120. Bred cows were 650 to 1410. Pairs brought 400 to 1600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is the basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right. The radar. I'm looking at the radar. It's looking good. Storms are starting to develop. I don't think it's the bad ones, just some rain. It looks like up there in the corner of Dewey County, Woodward, and Ellis County, right there along the river, there's some rain developing up there. South of Elk City, looks like where Harmon, Greer, and Beckham come together, so I'd say that's Sandy Sanders down there at the Wildlife Management Area. There's rain developing there, and then over towards Granite and Hobart, it looks like a pretty nice one's blowing up pretty good, and already 2 to 3 tenths have fell in some of that area, and one south of Altus. So anyway, it's coming together, everybody, so hopefully just keep your fingers crossed, and let's get that going on. Well, I'm going to try something for the first time today on my show. Since it was my one-year anniversary yesterday, I'm going to see if I might not get released of my duty from my show today if this doesn't work. But anyway, we're going to give it a try here, so just bear with me on this. With peanut planting underway across the southeast, Tyrone Spearman looks again at the amount of acres that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is forecasting the peanuts that will be planted this year. Let's see how this goes.
It's peanut planting time across the southeast, and USDA is predicting now that Alabama will be down slightly on their acreage from 185,000 acres last year to 175,000 acres this year. That's 95%. They are underway with their planting. Florida is ahead of everybody, of course, because their season comes in earlier. Florida is expected to plant 160,000 acres. That's down from their 170,000 acres last year. In 2020, they planted 175,000 acres. In Georgia, Georgia's expected to plant 730,000 acres. That's 97% of their previous year. They had 755,000 last year. And the year before that, 810,000 acres of peanuts planted in that area. But overall, if you count all the states that are involved, most of them are suffering from a drought conditions at the present time, and many of them have to wait until it rains before they can finish. They are encouraging the growers to use certified seed. These certified seed is approved in the state for their germination and their purity, and you don't want to take any risk when it comes to trying to get a stand on peanuts. There's no more than 2 generations from foundation seed, and the field and the production of the seed facilities have been inspected. Peanut planting time. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
There you go. I did it. It was accomplished. First time ever I've ever done anything like that. It wasn't really that hard. I should have learned this a long time ago. Anyway, so peanut planting. If we get some good rain around here, I'm going to tell you in the next week or so, there's going to be lots of peanuts going in the ground in our listening area right here, and it's a welcome sight. I love this time of the year, so we'll get it going. Well, when I get back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, May the 5th. We're expecting 3,500 cattle to start the auction at 8 a.m. For Putman, got 85 heifers, 6.5 to 7.5. Sayre got 60 steers, heifers, 5 to 6. They're weaned. Ringwood, 102 steers, heifers, 6 to 9. Freedom, 113 steers, 8.5. Canadian, 26 steers, 8.5. Canton, 167 steers, heifers, 8 to 9. Paraton, we got 83 steers, heifers, 7 to 8. Fallout, 99 steers, 7.5 to 9. Wellington, Texas, 138 steers, 7 to 8. Georgia off the ranch, 63 steers, heifers, 6 to 8. Granbury, Texas, 23 steers at 9. Corn, Oklahoma, 146 steers, 9.5. Seymour, Texas, 53 steers, 8.5 to 9. Stratford, Texas, 50 heifers, 7.5. Albany, Texas, 57 steers at 9. Ringwood, 69 steers at 8. Wellington, Texas, 144 heifers, 6.5 to 7.5. And Eldorado, Oklahoma, 65 heifers, 7.5. Again, we're expecting 3,500 cattle. We will start the auction at 8 a.m. sharp. Thanksgiving, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Right. The boss is in here. Hey, if I go off air for some reason, call Gabe on his cell phone. He'll fix it for you. So anyway, he's in here messing with stuff. Yeah, them storms are still developing down south, which is awesome. Doesn't look anything severe, but let's just go ahead and do that Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Currently, it is, oh, come on, Mezzanette. Anyway, there we go, 57 degrees, humidity 97, east winds at 10 miles an hour. Long Ranger forecast is today, 70% chance of severe thunderstorms, 67 for a high. Tonight, 70% chance of the severe thunderstorms, 54 for a low. And 20% chance tomorrow, 72. Tomorrow evening, 47 degrees. Sunny and warmer. Friday, 81 degrees with northwest winds. Saturday, 91 with southeast winds, 6 to 15 miles an hour. And Sunday, 96 miles an hour. 96 degrees with west to southwest wind. Except for during the storms, enjoy this week because I don't see any major winds in the forecast. And I did see everybody post yesterday that this April was the windiest month ever on record. So anyway, there we go. Well, I got, let's see what's going on here. Jimmy, it is raining real lightly. Praise the good Lord. So somebody's getting some rain somewhere. Bread and Boomer, that's what it is on the radio, so I don't know who it is. But anyway, we got an interesting story here I'd like to go over with you. We live for this land. It's simply impossible to raise cattle without developing a deep connection to the land that nourishes our livestock and our families. Recently, I've heard of increased concerns from property owners about the future of this land. Development is ever expanding, and we must contend with condemnations to build infrastructure going to and from large metropolitan areas. Governments continually seek more regulation over private lands, and land prices are rising. These pressures are especially more than 1,000 people are added to the population each day. Working lands are essential not only for our livelihoods as farmers and ranchers, but also to every American. They grow crops and livestock that turn into a diverse array of food, clothes, shelter, energy, and products that make modern life possible. If you was listening yesterday, Spencer Smith with 4AG was on here, and he was telling, gave different scenarios of what one bale of cotton makes. The one that I remember is 1,200 and something pair of jeans out of one bale of cotton. So anyway, they recharge our aquifers, lakes, rivers that provide our water. They support our wildlife and pollinators, provide recreation and open space, and soak up floodwaters, air pollutants, and greenhouse gases. Yes, with the exploding populations, our working lands are developed, subdivided, and converted into other uses, diminishing these benefits. As a result, it's harder for cattle raisers to find affordable rangeland for livestock. The prospect of new government regulations also create new challenges and drive up costs. But the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association has always been at the forefront of these issues.
You're covered up.
Yeah, you're up. You're off.
Yeah. Can you hear it?
Well, take your headphone off, Steve.
You're off.
Yeah. When this comes on, it takes
off
the programming.
It
so
does.
When that's over, you can go right back to where you were. And you might, if you'll see the weather update, you might reiterate it.
What is it?
Thunderstorm warning for Washita County. Okay. Do you have your weather pulled up?
Yeah, which...
It shouldn't have your alerts.
It doesn't have it on here. Oh, here we go. Nope.
Your Sentinel.
Oh, here it does, finally. All right, well, that developed awful quickly, and so I said it didn't look severe, and all of a sudden it blew up. So anyway, National Weather Service in Norman has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wichita County, southeastern Roger Mills County, Custer County, and eastern Beckham County. Right now, be prepared. Elk City, Clinton, Sayre, Cordell, Cheyenne, Burns Flat, Sentinel, Arapahoe, Hammond, Dill City, Canute, Corn, Butler, Carter, Bessie, Rocky, Foss, Strong City, Retrop, and Delhi. It's developing right over you there. So anyway, looks like continue on with what we was talking about here. I was just about done. One of the most important factors in keeping working land affordable is maintaining Texas and Oklahoma's agriculture appraisal system. This ensures you will not be forced off your property because of sky-high rocket property values in surrounding communities driving up your property tax bill. For decades, the Texas and Southwest Western Cattle Associations have been have fought regulatory abuse at every level. So anyway, just be aware that there's people out there fighting for you. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, just be aware that there is people out there that are fighting for you. Well, man, I'm happy we're getting some storms and we're getting some rain. Did you guys hear about the Cushing guy that got sentenced? This is what goes on, even people that you know. Leonard Hayden Hargrove was convicted of larceny of livestock within the District Court of Payne County. The 21-year-old was arrested July 23rd of 2020 after criminal charges were filed in the District Court of Payne County by the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association Special Ranger Bart Pierre. Hargrove was reportedly charged with two counts of larceny of livestock from a victim near Yale, Oklahoma, that he was actually kin to. During the late winter months of 2020, the victim, who is a relative of Hargrove, becomes suspicious Hargrove stole cattle from a family-operated farm. According to Pierre, who conducted the investigation during the spring of 2022, Hargrove stole several head of cattle from the property, and three of the stolen cows belonged to the victim who reported him. The cattle were branded, ear tagged, identifying them as belonging to the victim. Hargrove sold the cattle at a livestock market in Purcell, Oklahoma. April 4th, 2022, Leonard Hayden Hargrove pled guilty to a Payne County District Court and was sentenced to a 6-year deferred sentence and was ordered to pay a total of $5,500 in restitution to the victim. The defendant also was ordered to pay a $500 fine along with assorted court costs in order to complete 80 hours of community service with a nonprofit or 50 hours with the CLEAN program, the CLEAN program. This case is a reminder of the importance of branding your cattle for positive identification. During the initial interview with Hargrove, again, the ranger said, "I knew there was three cows in question belonged to the victim because they were branded on the right hip with his brand, and each cow had an ear tag in their ear with his name and telephone number on it." So there you go. We got, let's see what's happening. Raining in Sentinel. Yep, it's raining in Sentinel. We'll have a little fun here for a few minutes because it's raining in Sentinel. So somebody, let's go here we go. Anyway, I got something to tell you about. Caught me off guard, or just remembered. If you listen up, gardeners, if you need some tomato plants and stuff, I got something for you. It's a heck of a deal. I wish I had time to run over there. I would run over there myself to do it. Over at Burns Flat at the, I'm looking it up. Here we go. There we go. At the Western WT Service Careers Plant Sales over at Burns Flat Votech Center, they have Celebrity, Florida 91s, Romas, Better Boy, Early Girl, Beefsteak, and Cherry Tomato Plants. Also some jalapenos, some mild and hot, bell pepper, sweet bananas, hot habanero and sweet habaneros, and they have a few bedding plants. All plants are $2 each. Hanging pots are $6 to $10. They're making a run at it. They want to get rid of them. $2 each, and they're pretty good size. I'm looking at a picture on them. For more information, call Greg at the WTC Burns Flat campus at 580-562-3181, extension 230, or just call 660-1142. They got a bunch of them going on, and actually they the jalapenos and the tomatoes and all them are left out. It's a sale going on now. They want you to go and buy them out. They're $1 a piece. That's worth a trip to Burns Flat because those are all great tomato plants. So get on over there. Give them a call. I'll give you that number one more time. 580-660-1142. Or call the campus and tell them you need to get into where the plant sales are. That's a sweet deal. They got, looks like 175 Celebrities, 91 Floridas, Beefsteak left, 75 hot habaneros, pepper plants. It's a fundraiser for them. So there you have it. you want to get into, if you didn't get any, if you didn't get anywhere and get your tomato plants bought in time, there's your good spot. Anyway, we got that going on. What else we got going on? Oh, they had 750 head at Woodward yesterday. Breaker cows were bringing up to $83. Boner cows were bringing up to $79. Lean cows were bringing anywhere from $34 up to $71. And then bulls were bringing up to $107, $108, close in there. Bred cows, anywhere from, looks like, $1,100 to $1,335 on the bred cows. Cow-calf pairs, this was all at Woodward yesterday during their weekly cow and bull sale. Looks like the, with 150-pound calves, are bringing up to almost $1,600. And the cow-calf pairs with the 150 to 300-pound calves on them were bringing up to $1,750 a pair. So they're hanging in there. Cow-calf pairs, the medium and large ones, were bringing up to $1,400. And they had quite a few of them up there in the, let me reiterate on the cow-calf pair with 300-pound calves. That was the 2 to 4 year olds, but the 5 to 8 year olds were bringing up to $1,525. So still good. So anyway, well, let's check the radar one more time before we go off air here and see what's happening. We're still under a thunderstorm warning for those counties that we had going on. There's the radar. There's the radar. Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's, man, that thing blew up in a hurry. Yeah, it's covering, that went from a green dot to red, like, 10 minutes. Nathan's in here checking, verifying what I'm saying is true. There's another blowing up right up north of Altus. That is pretty severe storm, but it's in Beckham County. I don't know where they got Roger Mills at, but it's headed that way. But Canute, be on the lookout. Elk City, Foss, Carter. Look on, yeah, Carter. You guys in Sayre, look on, be on the lookout. Wichita County, you're getting ready to be one big red county. So be careful out there. Pay attention to what's going on. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO. I'm Jimmy Clark, and God bless.
Here's a station you might like.